Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time joining us, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp. Our vision here at Voice of Destiny is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. It's very important that you understand that God has incredible formulas to bring you from a place of mediocrity to a place of living your life north of average. This is an incredible year that God has brought us in. This year that God has scheduled for us is not just a Kronos hour, but it's a Kairos moment of God in our life to do something very special that God has intended for us to accomplish from the very foundations of the world. This year is a year of incredible possibilities, a year that's absolutely pregnant with the potential of us coming into a new dimension of being and doing what God has in store for us. But do you know that there's nothing new under the sun? What God is going to do for us is going to be something that we may have never experienced, but it's not going to be new for God. God has gone through this process before. And so now that he's gone through it, he wants to bring you through it so that you will begin to see what he saw at the very end of your beginnings. And so the Spirit of God is calling us today to understand that we have great possibilities that are laid before us. And this is what we think about destiny. It's something scheduled that God has for us. And part of that scheduling of realizing God's potential for our life that we must begin to develop is through the power of relationships, because destiny is not an individual thing. It is a collaborative activity. It's a collaborative sport that God has called us to. We can't do destiny alone. Therefore, God has wired us, and he's made us to do what he's called us to do, not alone, but through a team. And because this is so very important, I've asked Prophet Dorothy Daniel to come and talk with us today about the importance of relationships. I want to welcome you, Prophet Dorothy, to the Voice of Destiny Show this morning, and I want to ask you, why are relationships so important for us and to God? Why are this element of our life is so essential that we walk in it? Why do we need to have relationships in our life? After all, we do have God, but even though we have him, he still wants us to have these relationships. Why are relationships so very important to God's heart and God's plan?
Well, we know that from the beginning, relationship has been important to God, because it was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's the relationship. You need more than one person to be in a relationship. And then when he made the heavens and the earth, when he made the earth, he made Adam and Eve. You know, he made Adam, that was two. Then he added Eve, that was three. And he said, what, two or three together, he's in the midst of them. And so God has always been relational. He always desired communication. I don't think that he says it's not good for man to be alone. So it's like God has set it in motion from the beginning. Before the foundation of the earth, God created, had relationship. And then when he created the earth, he created relationship. So we are created to be relational.
Yeah, and I believe it's a part of God's architectural design for humanity that we relate. This is why when we come into the gateway into life, into the earth, all of us are born into a particular family. Nobody's God doesn't have a stork to come and drop us down in the middle of the town square. He literally has us brought into a family where we are born into a set of relationships so that we can be nurtured, we can be protected, we can be trained, we can be edified, we can be developed through the context of those relationships to be what it is that God has called us to be. Now, as we are walking in the potential of our destiny in this new year, I think it's important for us to understand three kinds of relationships, and these relationships are important for us to begin to consider and be intentional. And that is the relationship of a mentor, a relationship of a peer, and a relationship of one that has been mentored, the mentees. And so when you think of these three different kinds of relationship, Prophet Dorothy, what is the wisdom that God has given you to approach them? You know, talk to us from your experience, from your observation of Scripture, first of all, some of the best relationship stories and Scriptures that you have come across that you've studied, and what do they teach us about these three kinds of relationship, the mentor, the peer, and the mentee that's being discipled?
Well, God has, has just been pouring into me about relationship even this morning as I was meditating on the kingdom strategy. And I was looking at strategy, and strategy is a utilization during both peace and war. It's planning and development. And so the Lord, and God said it's during peace and war, and it's planning and development to ensure security and victory. That's all. One thing that we desire is to be safe. And what we want is to win, but we want to be in a win-win situation where both sides benefit from the relationship, whether you're a mentor, a peer, or a mentee. Both people are supposed to benefit from the relationship. So God says the best way to enter into a relationship and for that relationship to grow is to be pure in heart. And he just led me back to Matthew 5 and 8. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So he says that in this 2014, he's working with pure strategy. And he told me that pure strategy can be thought of as a special case of mixed strategies in which there's only the probabilities of zero or one. His word says it's either yay or nay. It's either not going to work or it is going to work 100%. So if God says no, it's no. If he says yes, it's yes. But, you know, we as human beings have a problem with it being a yes or a no. You know, we're going to try and make it work out to be a maybe. Maybe I can do it even if God said no.
Well, I think it's important for us to understand that relationships are designed for exchange. And you had said earlier that in a covenant relationship, in a good relationship, that there needs to be mutual benefit. But mutual benefit doesn't always mean that we benefit in the same way. There are some relationships that, by the very definition, I tend to be given 80% of the giving, and I'm getting 20% of the receiving. And then there are relationships where I'm doing 20% of the giving, but I'm receiving 80% of the benefit. But there is a mutual benefit, not the same measurement, but a mutual benefit. And I think it's very important for us to understand this when we think of God's strategy for relationships, because a lot of people approach relationships for just the giving, but God gives us relationship for the investment and for the mutual multiplication and edification of the kingdom. So when we come back from this break, can we talk about the importance of us edifying and making quality deposits in our relationships, and how do we do that? And so this element of the capacity for us to relate to each other and contribute into one another's lives is very important to each and every one of us, that we understand how God wants to go about this strategy of using relationships in our lives in the way that he has designed. We'll be right back.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Wow. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Voice of Destiny show. The Voice of Destiny, broadcast brings the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to each and every one of us, so that we can be, do, and have what God has destined for us. And one of the major strategies that God uses to bring us into our potential and into our maturity is through the context of relationships. And we were talking about earlier, Prophet Dorothy, that Proverbs 27:17 says that iron sharpens iron. This is a very important principle that we see in scriptures, and as we understand these two elements coming together, that God designed it that way, so that one person will sharpen the other person. Everybody brings to the sharpening process something unique and something different. And I thought God's choice of using the word element was so incredible because of iron itself, it's one of the most common elements that forms the planet Earth as a whole. And it's the most common need that every one of us has, and that is to be in relationships. Every one of us have need of relationships, no matter how smart we are, how rich we are, how poor we are, how strong we are, how weak we are. Each of us have this common need to relate to God and also to one another. And so, therefore, we need to really develop some skills in how to build and operate in this system of relationship that God has given us. So tell us, Dorothy, some of the best strategies that God has given you for sharpening and building and utilizing the different kinds of relationships that God's given you.
Okay, the one thing we have to remember also is we are talking about iron sharpens iron, is that also iron is without the care, without oiling it and keeping it and, you know, pouring oil into it and shine, you know, all of that kind of stuff that we should, like keeping eyes on God. It's the easiest to rust. And a lot of us have iron, but we're not utilizing it, so it's become rusty. And so in order for it to be beneficial in our lives, it has to have oil. You want to season it. And in order to be seasoned, you got to be with God. You got to keep your eye on God. You know, as we were praying, I was saying, beholding God. That's keeping your life open to God, abiding in him. You know, it says that we, in 2 Corinthians says, we all behold his, we all with unveiled faces, you know, behold his face. There's the paraphrase. So we have to be open to God. If we're open to God, I believe that it's easier for us to be open with one another. Because if we can trust God, we can trust one another. Why? Because not because we're looking for that person to be perfect, but we know we serve a perfect God. And when he shows us our ways, whether they need to be, he puts us on a right path or he says you're off path, we're willing to adjust.
Yeah. Now, what are some biblical models of this trust in relationships that we can look at and duplicate?
You know, the person that I can relate to, like in the New Testament, is Paul. You know, Paul's life was the worst. He was either all the way to the left, and then he became all the way to the right. And then you know you have to find a balance, and that's what God was showing me about my life. Before, when I wasn't serving God, I was all the way out there. You know, doing everything that sinners do. But when God got my attention and I began to pursue him, and it was because God showed me the error of my ways. He showed me where I was not beneficial to myself or anybody else, then I began to pursue him. And so I see a lot of us, we don't want to admit the Saul in us, which was Paul before he was converted. We don't deal with that, allow God to deal with that. We try to deal with it ourselves, and so we don't ever come to the place we should in God. But when we are open and exposed and totally exposed and admit it to God, then we're able to go to that place he wants us to go to in him and in relationship with others.
Wow. You know, when we talk about these concepts, we don't realize sometimes how much our relationships define our lives and define our state of being. This is why the scriptures give us many warnings about relationships, like not being unevenly yoked, you know, with unbelievers, because our relationship has a way of affecting and defining us. But I also recognize that in relationships there are concerns for safety. What are some of the safety issues that that we as people need to be mindful of when we are in our relationships, or what are the expectations of safety that we have when we come to these covenant relating issues that God's called us to?
I think most of our relationships it's difficult to come to a place. That's why I say we need God, where you know, we can be that iron sharpens iron, because we start with our families, and guess what? Our family saw us in when we were the biggest mess. And, you know, that's where we want to start. But then they're either afraid of us, like I was talking about Paul. Paul was so radical and so out there, a part of murder. They were afraid of him. So a lot of us and people we're in relationship with have seen us destroy our lives, destroy others' lives. So they're afraid to be in relationship with us. Only God can bring that into a right relationship. So that's why I say you have to keep your eye on God, because are people judging you? Yes, they are. They know who you were. But God know who you were, he know who you are, and he know who you will become.
Wow, wow. Well, you know, I've always recognize the power of relationships in my life. I can actually mark all the different places of major growth and development in my life because there was some person that God put there to make a deposit in me, to mentor in me. And I go back over my life from when I first started walking with Christ over almost 30 years ago. I remember some of the people that led me to the Lord. You know, some of them, people that discipled me to the Lord, some of them aren't even walking with the Lord. And some of them I've gone further in the Lord, but they had a role to play in my life at that time in that season to deposit something in the inside of me. And I take a responsibility myself of making sure that I'm also making intentional deposit in the lives of others, because of the fact that God uses the joint and the ligament as channels to provide for us. This is why we need one another. This is why none of us can say, I don't need the other members of the body. I don't need the body of Christ. I just need Jesus, because there are things that God wants to bring to us and put in us. The only method in which he has designed for that thing to flow into our life is through the context of relationships. And so we need to protect our relationships. We need to build up our relationships if we're going to realize the fullness of the potential that God has for us, because this is God's design, you know, that he said in Ecclesiastes that it's not good that man, in Genesis he said it was not good for man to be alone. In Ecclesiastes he said two are better than one. Two are better than one. And there's some very good reasons why God understands that collaborative connections are very important to us. And I want to talk about those benefits of relationships when we come back from a break. But I also, want to talk about profit, is about how do we make investments? What are the things that we need to do to make investments in our emotional bank accounts with those that God has called us to mentor, and those that God's called us to be mentored from, and those that we're mentoring? What are the best strategies for making those investments in those relationships? Because this is something that we want to guard and protect, these redemptive relationships that God has given us. We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at YICenter.com. That's YICenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Voice of Destiny show. We are talking about strategies for building redemptive relationships for the atmosphere of the new year that God's called us to. And we are specifically addressing now the importance of the emotional bank account, which is a metaphor that we use to describe the amount of trust that we build in the relationships that we have. Now, most of us, we have mentors who are invested in us coming up and maturing to be what God's called us to be. We have peers, those that we exchange and we're walking the journey with together, and those who are God has called us to help come into what He has had us to walk into. And all these relationships, they require some investment. So give us your best strategies, Prophet, on how do we make investments in the emotional bank account with those that are mentoring us.
Well, one thing, another scripture I seem to be in Matthew today where God says, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. Now, that's relational. He's saying, give and it shall be given unto you. So he's talking about giving into the lives of those individuals who you are in relationship with or who you come into contact with or who are have the potential to be in relationship with you. So he didn't say give and it shall be given to you, pressed down, run over, shall God give into your bosom. He said men. So God put someone in your life that is supposed to sow into your life as you sow into another's life. It's not always a take-take situation. He said give and it shall be given. So it's a give-give situation. And if you find yourself in a situation where it's just that they take, you give, then there's no balance. You can't grow. And in a relationship like that, and for you to recognize it and stay in it is for you not to allow the other person to grow. So God is holding you responsible.
Wow. And the seeding into the relationships need to be frequent and consistent. You know, not once in a while. There needs to be a consistent pattern of flow because relationships need to be fed. They need to be nurtured. They need to be edified. One thing that I've also discovered on profit in the process of building my relationships is that my deposit that I'm making, I can't count a deposit in a person's life if they don't realize the deposit has occurred. You know, they need to know that you're being intentional and without having strings attached to your investments. They need to know that you're depositing in them and be aware of it because it does affect the relationship. It does affirm that you care and that you're connected and that you're there, that you do it frequently and that the person knows that this is actually an investment that you're making in them because you love them. Not because you have a motive to receive back, but you have a motive to actually better them and make them better than they were before you came into their life. So give me some of your best strategies. What are the kind of things that God has meant you to do to make deposits in the lives of those that you love?
Well, you know, in the place that I am, I'm in now, you know, God requires my time. God requires my spirit, my soul, and my body to be in it. And at sometimes right now, you know, I'm matured enough to know that this is a good relationship, but it's not the best relationship at this time. And so then I have to move on to where, you know, God is calling me to now. And it's like I feel like the people, I feel like I've been in relationship with some people, and, you know, I've caused them to grow by giving them my time. I've caused them to grow by sowing a seed and into their lives, and I've caused them to grow by being there emotionally. But I feel like some of them I had to move on because I wasn't causing them to see God, letting them see God. They were only seeing me. And so the deposit I made was not growing because the only way it's going to grow is if you add God. That person mm-hmm. you come into relationship may be a sinner, but you're there for them to see God. And if they don't ever see God or begin to pursue them and they continue to pursue you, then you have to move out of the way. So I've had some relationships where I've seen lots of growth, and I've seen some relationships where I haven't seen growth. And it's where, you know, I was making a deposit, they were making a withdrawal. So, you know, if I make a deposit and they add to it, and, you know, I see that they are not pursuing me, they're pursuing God, it's been good. And like I said, I've been in both situations. But like you said, it's iron sharpens iron. If it's if you're not using it, then it becomes rusty. And so you can't just stay in a relationship where you deposit and they withdraw. You know, it, like I said,
another.
It has to be give, give. Yeah, but it should be give, give. But because of our woundedness, and because we're taught, and some of it I think is we're taught that, you know, we give to the poor. That is true. But I don't feel like they're supposed to stay poor. We act as though people are supposed to stay in that place of being poor.
Well, Ecclesiastes 4th chapter verse 9 says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls, and he has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. It's really important in our relationships that our relationships are not just connected to us two, but there's three of us. Me, you, and God, because in that relationship, all of us can benefit and have mutual productivity from the connection that God has given us. And this is very important to us as kingdom citizens, because destiny, again, is a collaborative sport. When Jesus sent his disciples out, he sent them out in twos. There was a power of agreement that was released from the synergy of the two relating one to another in God. And this is very important, saints, as we are going in to approach the fulfillment of our destiny this year, that we make sure that we tap into the power of the relationships that God's given us, and that we fertilize them, and that we seek to be a blessing to the people that we're in relationship with first. Try to be the first one. Everybody try to overbless each other, because it's in that environment of sowing and reaping that we're able to come into the kind of harvest that God wants for us for our destiny. I want to thank you, Prophet Dorothy, for connecting with us and talking to us about this very important principle, because we won't make it if we're doing it by ourselves. You know, because we need God, but we also need one another, because God has set up a system, an agricultural system of providing increase for us through the connection of our brothers and our sisters. The joints and the ligaments, they are very important. This is why being connected to a local church, it becomes very important to the process of God in our life, because of the fact that God put those joints and those ligaments in position to bring forth the provision that he has scheduled to come by his design. God decides how he's going to meet our needs, and often he meets the needs through what he's already put in our house, what he's already put in the system of the body. Remember, Jesus, Paul said, look, do not forsake the assembly of yourself together. He didn't say don't forsake the attendance. He said don't forsake the assembly of yourselves. Even though you have all the parts that belong to your car, if those parts are not put together and assembled together, it would not be utilized as the vehicle that you want it to be to get you to where you're going. This is how God feels about redemptive relationships, that we do need one another, and we do need to connect with one another in the way that he can fully utilize the tool and the purposes that he's designed for us. Prophet, I'm going to ask you if you can stay with me one more show so that we can continue to talk about God's wisdom and strategy and the art behind building quality relationships. Remember, brothers and sisters, that the day is a day, great day, because this is the day the Lord has made for you. Voice of Destiny is available to you 24/7 on voiceofdestinyonline.com. That's voiceofdestinyonline.com. God bless you, and have a great one.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Hopp. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.